Now, what connects drones flying over the Mediterranean to monitor migrants with deliveries of weapons or the very latest surveillance technology to repressive regimes around the world? The answer, according to the journalist Anthony Lowenstein, is tech developed by Israel in response to its own security situation and then sold around the world. In his new book, The Palestine Laboratory, he argues that Israel has become a world leader in exporting what he calls the technology of occupation developed in Palestine. We've talked a lot on this programme about migrant deaths in the Mediterranean, with hundreds believed to have perished in a single incident off the coast of Greece this month. So when I spoke to Anthony recently, I started by asking him about the European Union's use of Israeli drones to monitor migration.
So one of the things the EU has been doing since 2015, when there was obviously a large number of migrants who came from Africa and the Middle East, the EU didn't want to make that happen again. They basically want to try to keep out as many brown and black bodies as possible. One of the things that they've done in the last years is to use Israeli drones. Now, these drones are unarmed, but they are essentially the eyes in the sky for the EU. This is for Frontex, the so-called border security arm of the EU. And essentially the role of these drones is to monitor the Mediterranean 24/7. And the EU has made a conscious decision, although of course they don't acknowledge this, and this comes out clearly in the research in my book and others have found this as well. The decision has basically been made in many cases to not rescue people. The amount of rescue boats the EU is sending out has massively reduced in the last years. So the Israeli influence on this is that the EU wanted to use these drones because they've been battle tested in Palestine. And importantly, they are allowing the EU to, I guess, almost plausible deniability. Just in this recent awful drowning near Greece, where it looks like hundreds of migrants have died, the Frontex put out a statement very shortly after that expressing regret and sadness, but they also said that they had been using drones over that incident. And then they kind of quasi said, oh, you know, we weren't looking over the Mediterranean when this boat sank and we had to, you know, we were busy doing something else. In other words, this is the plausible deniability. And I spoke in the process of writing the book for many of the NGOs that actually are on the Mediterranean doing the rescuing. And they have seen these Israeli drones. They have realized that Israeli drones often are circling over massively overcrowded boats and not rescuing them, relying on NGOs to do the dirty work. And that's the reality of what the situation is.
Your research also uncovered Israeli technology in a number of fields, really, spyware, facial recognition, many other things being used all around the world.
In the last decades, Israel has sold some kind of defense equipment, weapons, drones, spyware, so-called smart walls, to over 130 countries around the world. And we're talking about democracies, dictatorships, everything from Chile under Pinochet, apartheid South Africa. We're talking today Myanmar. And one of the reasons why so many nations are so keen on these tools and technologies is because they've been battle-tested in Palestine. The reason that's a problem is that these tools and technologies are used to maintain a captured, occupied Palestinian population. And many other nations are wanting to copy that themselves in their own countries to repress their own populations. The idea that, for example, the Israeli companies, with the permission and acceptance of the Israeli state, are selling weapons to the junta in Myanmar, both before it was committing genocide against the Rohingya and after. Now, some listeners might say, well, the arms industry is inherently amoral, and that's correct.
Yeah, I mean, that was going to be my next question, really. Israeli official might say, well, so what? The UK, the US, so many countries sell weapons. If they're good at developing them or other technologies, why not sell them around the world?
The difference is a few things. One, Israel is now the 10th biggest arms dealer in the world. And in fact, just recently, they released their figures for 2022, $12.5 billion, a quarter of which was to Arab nations. So we're talking about Saudi, Bahrain, UAE. These are all autocracies. Those weapons could be spyware or facial recognition technology or various other forms of repression. Yes, other nations also sell weapons and the industry is inherently amoral. But Israel has a captured, occupied Palestinian population in its backyard that it controls with incredible brutality day in, day out. And it seems to me that when you test weapons on Palestinians indefinitely, then it's legitimate to ask questions about not just the morality of it, but who you're selling weapons actually to.
Anthony Lowenstein there. His book's The Palestine Laboratory. We did contact Frontex, the European Migration Agency, but have yet to get a response from them.